Unit 5, Passage 1. Speaking out against bias. The principal did not mince her words, but spoke in a blunt terms on the subject of prejudice to the students assembled in the school auditorium. She described the ugly insult that had been written on the wall as a blemish on the school's honor. She went on to warn that she would not allow a handful of students to be persecuted just because they held different religious beliefs from most. Sometimes it requires a supreme effort, she said, to overcome our prejudice and respect the dignity of others. But it is an effort that all civilized people must make. She asked that everyone work together to make ours a school that is known for the hospitality it shows to all. Passage 2. On the Move. Though many Native American peoples lived in settled villages and tilled the land, many others lived the life of nomads. Nomads. The nomadic tribes of the Great Plains marked successful buffalo hunts with festive ceremonies of thanks. In Asia, the nomadic Kazakhs used camels to transport their tents, called yurts, and other belongings from place to place. Because they lose body water very slowly, camels are capable of traveling for days, even in extreme heat, without drinking a drop. When they do have water to drink, they can consume as much as 25 gallons in 10 minutes. Passage 3. The safety panel looking into the train crash concluded that the most likely cause was human error. It was learned that the engineer had not slept in over 36 hours and was probably suffering from extreme fatigue. Furthermore, tests of the equipment did not detect any signs of failure in the train's braking system.